Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Health Matters, a program you can see every week on WVUA 23 News. These entire interviews can be seen at the University Medical Center's website and also WVUA23.com. We hope you're enjoying them however you hear or listen to them, possibly through our podcast that we make available as well. Sherry Simpson is joining us again. She is a dietitian at the University of Alabama Student Health Center here in Tuscaloosa. Sherry, it's good to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
You would not have been proud of me on my last vacation. I don't think gluttonous is really, it wasn't that bad, but I ate everything I wanted to. Is that okay once in a while on a vacation?
Absolutely. That's what vacation is for.
So take
holidays,
a vacation,
from yes.
But get right back into your routine as best
sure.
you can when you come
sure.
back.
That's right.
We're talking today about fad diets. And I want you to tell us, first of all, what's the headline on the biggest problem with fad diets? From your perspective, what is the problem with them generally?
The challenge with fad diets is they're usually not based behind with science behind them. It's usually something that's trendy. Somebody has come up with a concept. It's usually a celebrity or somebody that's not doesn't have a nutritional background, and so they come up with a concept and it catches on. Typically, the overview is they're adjusting one of the main macronutrients. So you have carbohydrates and fats and protein, and they just alter those. But really, when you sit down and dissect them and look at it, what they're doing is you're getting an overall calorie reduction. And that's where the weight loss comes in.
Oftentimes in commercials or pitches that you might see, you see a picture of a person who obviously is very overweight, and then they've got a 28-inch waist in the other picture. It may be doctored, it may be fake, or it may be true if they did something really radical. But generally, a weight loss program, a healthy weight loss program, or a weight control program has to be safe, coordinated with your physician and with a dietitian. Correct?
Correct.
Is that what you do when people come to you and go, I need help, but I don't know what to do? Is that what you do?
Yes. So a lot of the first sessions when I meet with individuals is, first thing, a lot of people don't understand how their body works. So we kind of go through and explain things. We talk about what they have done in the past and whether that was successful or not, and then explain why. And so a lot of times when people are unsuccessful in weight loss attempts, whatever it, you know, the program may be, they feel like it's a personal failure. And so kind of getting some justification as far as, you know, maybe it wasn't my fault, you know, maybe I didn't do something wrong. And so just kind of, it's almost like hitting the reset button on your computer. We just kind of do a reset and just go through. I have a lot of tools that I use to assess individuals that helps give me good measurements so that we can really kind of tailor a meal plan for them.
You want to be realistic. I think they've gotten away from it some, but for as long as I've been around, models in magazines, mm-hmm. for the most part, and on television are thin, willow thin. Some look too thin. To me, they're getting away from that a bit so that we're more realistic with body size. Is that a problem for men and women, but especially women, that they see someone that sort of looks perfect and they go, I want to look like that? And that begins a process of, well, I'll try anything.
Right. So, yes, it's usually cyclical. Around holidays, we don't really care about eating healthy or, you know, weight loss or health is not really our perspective. It's about, you know, eating and being around family. Mm-hmm. But as soon as the New Year's come, people start making goals, and usually that is included, whether it's eating healthy or losing weight or, you know, moving more. Those are kind of goals. But then, of course, male or female, you know, this time of year, we start seeing less clothing and the bathing suits come out in the stores.
Sure.
And so that's usually kind of a motivating factor for people to make a change.
I don't want to spend too much time on things that don't work, but I also see people go, I lost 40 pounds just by taking this one pill every day. There's no such thing as a magical pill that makes you drop weight.
Right. Quickly. Unfortunately not. And if there was, that our doctors would be prescribing it, you know,
well, so
if it was safe. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you can get in your head, this isn't a fad. I'm not going to get in the shape I want to be in or lose the weight I want to lose through some trick, fad, diet. What do you advise people watching and listening to us today to do first step if they want to get help and say, I want to lose 10 pounds or I need to lose more than that. I just want to get in the best shape I can be. Give us the steps that you would guide them through.
I would say the first step is to go see your primary care physician. For some people, it's a doctor. Others, it might be another provider.
Yeah.
And just kind of get some baseline measurements. Get some labs done. And they'll, of course, check your weight and your blood pressure and those type of things. And then get connected to a nutrition professional to just kind of understand and break down what you would need to eat, how much fluid you would need to drink. What we do too is tailored around people's lifestyle too. You know, yeah. can you cook, or do you have the ability or the knowledge to do that? What is your budget? Those type of things. And then also there's an exercise component. So some people can take that on individually with mm-hmm. very minimal guidance. Other people really need some instruction as far as what to do and what type of exercise, and also doing it safely. So you really need those components are like the first step.
I wish really healthy foods were more affordable. Mm-hmm. When we go to the fresh vegetable part of the grocery store, you're a little surprised by even what a head of lettuce cost. There's not much we can do about that, but as people's budget allows, you encourage them to eat more non-processed products, don't you?
Correct. So yeah, it is talking about how much they can spend and what their abilities, you know, are there, which I guess we could have almost a whole segment on that. But
sure.
I think just giving them permission to do some processed foods, because mm-hmm. they've gotten such a bad rap. So, you know, we all would like to have fresh produce, but it might spoil within 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
So you have to think about that. And mm-hmm. it personally bothers a lot of people that have to throw that food away. But incorporating other things, frozen and canned vegetables are perfectly fine to integrate mm-hmm. In. And also just kind of, you know, learning how to watch when those things are on sale can really help.
You work with students here at the University of mm-hmm. Alabama. If I go to my primary physician and said, I'd like to do something better with my diet. I want to live longer. I want to lose weight. I just want to be healthier. Almost any doctor would have a reference for you immediately to a dietitian person,
yes.
right? Anywhere,
yes.
pretty
yes.
much.
Yes.
Very good. All right. I confess that ice cream and peanut butter was my weakness. What's yours?
Oh, I would have to say probably chocolate.
Yeah.
And a
yeah.
little wine is probably my.
Combine
probably
those two
my,
and you're in
yeah,
trouble.
Those are my two favorites.
All right. We appreciate very much you joining us today.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk to you again on future segments as we discuss other things about supplements and diet. And we all just want to be healthy.
Yes.
And I don't know how long I'm going to live, but I want to be healthy as long as I do.
Right.
I guess that's a common thought from everyone. Sherry, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.